it's vitally, vitally important. Like the government finally adopted the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities in 2018, but didn't ratify the optional protocol, which actually establishes a way that people with disabilities can complain to the United Nations about maybe the government not living up to the convention and not doing what it's supposed to do. And and it was very disingenuous of the government to ratify the convention and not actually ratify the optional protocol, and showed that they had no intention of doing it. And indeed, I mean, it's very late in the day now, this government will be gone when the ratification will take place. But, it's better late than never, and I'm delighted to see that it is going to be ratified now. And it basically means that people with disabilities in that there will have a right to actually complain to the United Nations in relation to the government maybe not doing what it should be doing. And that's vitally important, because we can't have all these conventions and something out there are toothless without actually having the power to hold the government to account. And that's what this is about. It's about holding the government account. And hopefully, if the government does things right, they'll never need to be held to account. But unfortunately, time has shown us that that won't be the way the government will operate this.
And it is important that we have an inclusive society and a society where people with disabilities have their own autonomy to make their own decisions. And there can be barriers to that, including financial barriers. So you're also calling for a disability payment to be made permanent.
That's right. The cost of disability payment is, and there is significant costs actually for disabled people and just in simply living and simply surviving in our society, and that's way above the social welfare costs there at the moment. And I think the government needs to recognise that, and it needs to be put on a permanent footing that people with disabilities have, that the state and we as Irish people recognise that they have had more difficulty in surviving in their society, and that we are doing everything in our power to make sure that they actually can do that and participate as fully in public life as possible, because that's vitally important. And every citizen, regardless of their ability, physical ability, or that, should be entitled to participate in our society. And our society should be making the point of making that happen and facilitating people to do that. And that's what this is about. And that's why the UNCRPD is very important, and also the optional protocol, and making sure that we can support people through living independently.